And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Mayor of the City of Prescott, Greg Mengarelli.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town today. We have a great show lined up for you. We're going to do a year in review for the city of Prescott and talk about all the great things that happened here in 2020 and take a little look forward into 2021 with the city manager, Michael Lamar. And then we'll also talk with Matt Broussard about Enchanted Christmas and other holiday happenings. We'll be right back after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mengarelli.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town today. We want to kick off the hour here and just look at the 2020 year in review in the city of Prescott. And, you know, while it's been a difficult year, there's so many great things that actually happened here in 2020, and we're trying to kind of turn over a new leaf as we look into 2021 and, and really try to find the silver lining here on 2020. And with me today is the city manager of Prescott, Michael Lamar. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mayor. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time to at least be remote here and call in. It's such a different time as we're all trying to distance, but I appreciate you being on the show here today. Before we talk about the year in review, Michael, give us a little update on what's going on at City Hall, you know, particularly here with COVID-19 and how we're delivering services, you know, during the pandemic.
Sure, Mayor. Actually, the doors are locked to the public here at City Hall, but I can assure you, and you're well aware, you were here earlier in the public, that we continue to do as much inside the building and remotely from working from home, and encouraging our citizenry to take advantage of some of our online portals to conduct as much of the city's business as humanly possible. It hasn't been easy. I'd like to think we're doing a pretty good job, or to a good job. We've kept the wheels of government rolling. And you and I are going to talk a little bit about some of the projects we've done, maybe even in the face of dealing with this pandemic. But we're here. You know, the doors are closed. You can still come by and pay your water bill through the drive-through. All our boards and commissions, citizens' boards and commissions, right now are closed to in-person. We are doing as much as we can via Zoom and on Facebook and on Channel 64. I think we're getting our arms around Zoom meetings. I thought the last council meeting went pretty seamlessly. The staff here has done a good job of transitioning from in-person to Zoom, and it's not perfect, but you hate to put local government issues completely on hold and wait till this pandemic's over, because as we've all seen, it's gone on a heck of a lot longer than I could have ever anticipated. And yesterday we had the last council meeting of the year. We did back-to-back weeks on council meetings to kind of avoid the Christmas holiday. We had a decent amount of participation from the public via Zoom, and you know, it's been a heck of a time, but just like everybody else out there, we're making the best of less than ideal circumstances.
Yeah, no, that's good, and I think it's important to remember, Michael, that, you know, there's so many important essential services that need to move forward despite the pandemic, and you know, we appreciate all those city staff out there that make sure the water keeps flowing and the trash is hauled and the water bills get paid, and police and fire and all those folks. And particularly in community development, I know you and I talked early on, probably back in April, just the importance of making sure that we didn't get in the way of construction, that we had a, you know, I think staff did a great job of devising a way to have folks drop off plans, and maybe you can talk a little bit about how we've ramped up the online portion
of the permit process. We've had the ability for folks that still like to go with a paper copies of plans. They can drop off their plans, and we pick them up and review them, and then obviously pick up the phone. And we've also moved to a new electronic submittal process that you guys got a little tutorial on, not this past meeting, but the first meeting in December. We're really encouraging people to submit things electronically. And the nice thing about the electronic submittals is you get real-time feedback about where your plan is in the process. I think the program's fairly user-friendly. We've had a lot of the local builders and even some of our residents who are just doing renovations at their house. I think we've gotten really good feedback. The industry seems to feel pretty good about the direction we're headed. And I really like the real-time feedback to the client about where things are and what the expectation is in terms of getting the thing out the door.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that the timing worked out on that, where we had already started to ramp that process up. And then, you know, with the pandemic hitting, it was very fortunate on our part that we were well on our way to getting that up and running for virtual contact and the online experience. You mentioned Zoom, and you know, I think most everybody listening here has probably, you know, learned how to use Zoom this year or been a part in some way of being on some sort of meeting on Zoom. And I must say with the council meetings, Michael, that it's really kind of opened my eyes to allow more public input and transparency. I've had lots of people comment how much they appreciate the Zoom opportunity because they could be at work or wherever they may be. They can tune in remotely and then they can comment during a meeting live and not have to, you know, leave work or those kinds of things. And so there's some of these things that have happened during the pandemic that are real wins for us that are opportunities that we'll take advantage of, you know, long past the pandemic, I think, to allow folks to participate in that way.
That's a good point, Mayor, especially since we do day meetings. You know, every community I've ever worked in, there's always debate about day meetings versus night meetings. And the criticism of day meetings is for working folks that, you know, work your standard 8 to 5 or what have you, they can't be at council meetings. So with a Zoom meeting, and like you said, it even transcends COVID, and hopefully going forward they have this ability as well, is you can participate from wherever you are, even your office, for the issues that are pertinent to your world, without having to leave work and come down to City Hall.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot of those wins, Michael, that we're going to pick up and ways of doing business that will hopefully make it easier for the public and get more participation. Well, let's turn and look at 2020. You know, it's been a difficult year for so many reasons, and folks are, you know, pretty negative when it comes to thinking about 2020. I know I've been in that camp some myself, but when I step back and look at all the things that happened in the city, it's pretty incredible what was accomplished during 2020, despite the pandemic, despite, you know, the restrictions that we had in place. So, you know, first, maybe just talk a little bit about the tax revenues and just, you know, when we came into this year, I know Mark Woodfield was looking at, you know, maybe a 15% reduction in tax revenues to the city, which has not come to fruition, thankfully. But talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised, Mayor, and, you know, I wasn't cautiously optimistic. I don't know that anyone could have predicted how well and resilient our economy as a whole has been. Now, when I say that, I certainly don't want to minimize the sectors that have kind of got kicked in the teeth, whether it's restaurant and bars or hotels and
sure,
and even some people in general merchandise that are struggling. And we certainly are cognizant of that. But our percentage change in terms of taxable activity so far this year, and we do things in a fiscal year, so it's July 1 to present, or close to present, we're actually up 12.5% in taxable activity. And what that means is across sectors, from retail to construction to hotels and motels, we are actually doing better than we did in 2020. And we had a really good year in 2020 up until March or April when COVID kind of hit. What we've had is a shift in spending and not a reduction in spending. And I, you know, you might have seen that coming, but I sure did.
No, I absolutely did not think that we would be 12.5% ahead year over year. At this point, I didn't want to believe what Mark Woodfill was predicting of, you know, a 15% drop, but nobody knew. And I think it was prudent that he planned the budget in that regard in a very conservative fashion, but grateful for, construction doing so well and the general merchandise. And I appreciate you saying that. Not every business has done really well this year. There's definitely been some businesses that really have suffered, restaurants, bars, some certain retail, and you know, we've been trying to do the best we can to help those folks and to keep them propped up through this, and let's hope that they'll be able to rebound in 2021 with the vaccine coming out and those kinds of things. So, well, look, there's a lot more to talk about. I want to get to this incubator, the Center for the Future that people have talked about, and the North Prescott Area Plan, as well as the Granite Creek Area Plan. But we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with City Manager Michael Lamar.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure to stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it, it's planned.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everyone, to Talk of the Town. I'm here with City Manager Michael Lamar, kind of just reviewing the year. We talked a little bit about the strong tax revenues coming into the city. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the Center for the Future, this business incubator concept. Maybe expand on what that is, the genesis of it, and then kind of where we are today.
Sure, Mayor. As you know, and hopefully some of the folks in the public know, we've talked a lot about the importance of diversifying our economy, and we really love our construction sector and our retail and hospitality industries. But one thing that I think COVID has brought to the forefront is that as well as we're doing, the communities that are the healthiest are those communities where you have a diversification of job opportunities or career opportunities. I know that you've been committed since you got elected and even predates you some that we need to be focused on career opportunities versus job opportunities. And a career is something, in my mind, that you're in for the long haul. And a job is something in some respects that you do to get by and pay the bills for the short term. And we've had so many people come through our community, whether it's at Yavapai College or Prescott College or Emory Riddle, and come here for some years and want the opportunity to get educated, and then we get a brain drain. And when I speak of the college kids, that's just part of the story. The other part of the story is the wonderful young men and women that come through our school systems and end up going somewhere else to go to college and can't come back here and get a white-collar job. So one of the things that we have worked diligently on is finding incubator space for startup businesses. And it's not all just young people, but I think the focus that we've seen so far is young people coming out of our Institutes of Higher Learning that they don't have the ability to go out in the marketplace right away and find commercial leasing space. So what we've created is an incubator site here right behind City Hall in the motel, for lack of a better term. It looks like a Motel 6 walk-up or drive-up. And it's a placeholder right now for several local businesses that have started out at mostly at Emory-Riddle University. And the Center for the Future and the Center for Excellence is something that we wanted to demonstrate proof of concept. A lot of the public may remember that a few months back we talked about building from a green site out by the airport. And I really felt like, and I think council did too, that if we had built out there, we would have found tenants. But we backed up a little bit and said, you know what, we've got folks that want to get into a building now, and why don't we demonstrate the proof of concept by getting these businesses that are interested in locating here now in an existing city facility. So we did some low-cost renovations of the motel, and we have four companies right now interested in or already in the motel. Simple Wand is a company that generated out of Emory-Riddle, an Emory-Riddle graduate. The CEO has already relocated his business, and he's taking down two suites. Catalyst Space is a company as well that wants to come relocate here. They're going to occupy part of the motel in early January. Catalyst does a really interesting concept. It's satellite space equipment that satellites, I guess, haven't been upgraded in terms of their equipment or structure since the 50s or 60s. And these young entrepreneurs want to change that. They're going to pull down two suites. A company called SoftCrypt, they're going to pull down a suite in early January as well. And CyberCore, which is a cybersecurity, window security business, will be pulling down a suite probably the early part of next year. So we will have these four companies providing 30 to 40 new jobs, real wages, right here behind City Hall.
You know, Michael, this is very exciting for me. When I ran back in 2017 for the first time as mayor, this is one of the planks that I ran on was we've got to diversify. We need to keep this intellectual capital in our city from our local universities and colleges. We have some great students that love Prescott, and then we export all that great intellectual capital. And so this is very exciting for me to see you take these steps, you know, right away in some of this space to prove the concept before we take a bigger step to actually build the Center for the Future, likely out of the airport. Love the fact that these are typically tech jobs, higher paying jobs, but we know that there are other jobs that will surround these high paying tech jobs that will be created as a result. I love the fact that you've done this initially in downtown, hope to always have some sort of footprint in the downtown area because then it benefits all those businesses downtown. So great job on this. I'm very excited and look forward to 2021 because I'm certain that you'll see this expand and grow. I know you've made some other connections with some business folks in the downtown area that are very excited about this and want to help with this project. So very exciting. I want to move on to the North Prescott area plan and the Granite Creek area plan. You know, we received a good chunk of money from the governor, which was really CARES Act money. And we were looking for ways to benefit everybody in the city long term. And I think what you came up with here with the North Prescott and Granite Creek area plans is really going to benefit everybody. Kind of expand on what this really is.
Sure, Mayor. You know, as you're aware, and I'm sure anybody that drives out, you know, 89 or 89A, you can see that there is a tremendous amount of new growth and development at or around the airport and what we've termed Prescott North. And I know that council has been very supportive of controlled growth and appropriate growth, and that you guys feel very strongly that, you know, if the community doesn't grow in some capacity, it dies. But there is some fear that the growth could be untenable and out of control, and the best way to avoid that is to do a better job or improve on the master planning of Prescott North, and also making sure that the economic engines out there, whether it's the airport or some of the businesses that we've been able to relocate, and I know we'll talk about some of that in a minute, that the growth and development from a residential perspective understands that, you know, you don't want to kill the golden the goose that laid the golden egg, that we need to protect the economic development and job opportunities out there. So one of the things that we're going to do is a woman named Leslie Dornfeld, who has a really good reputation, she's going to serve as the facilitator and planner to make sure that the growth and development as it happens out in Prescott North is done in the best perspective and the best way for the people that are here now and potentially the people that may either relocate their business or decide to be residents out there. I know you envision the same thing I do, which is that Prescott North becomes its own self-sustaining city within a city. And the best way to minimize negative impact is to make sure that that's the case, that folks out there have places to shop and eat and recreate. And I really, speaking of the recreation, it's a really good time to be doing this because I consider the AED project and the park and preserve we work so diligently on, they're still working on securing, that really is going to be a recreation amenity that appeals to people beyond just our residents. But right now, making part of that of the master plan up in Prescott North makes a ton of sense. And the other part of it is that we decided that we didn't want to just focus our attention on new growth and development, but also what can be done in terms of infill. And that's the Granite Creek Corridor project. We've master planned the Granite Creek Corridor, and now we're going to work on improving the trail system there, also looking at improving the flow of Granite Creek. And really, you can already see the redevelopment happening with the guys at John Hancock's project at Founding Fathers and what we've been able to do with Hilton Garden Inn. And we're really going to work hard on having appropriate stakeholders at the table to talk about sort of using the old APS yard as an epicenter and talk about the redevelopment of that area of downtown, as well as what we're doing out at Prescott North.
Now, this is very important. I think of it, Michael, like uptown, downtown. And I think for our listeners to understand, you're talking about traffic flow, and you're talking about really retail, commercial centers. You know, people get concerned about the amount of traffic on our roadways and all that. And like you mentioned, if there are places in the future for folks to shop and go out to eat and recreate, et cetera, in that north area, and it all flows well, and we don't have duplications, but we're all coordinating and planning how this is all going to look, I think we'll be very pleased with the whole outcome of this. And I think we also want to be a regional collector. We want to have a regional retail commercial center as well. And the airport really seems to be at the epicenter of much of this, as well as Arizona Eco Development. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about AED, because it kind of makes sense right now, Michael. You know, you mentioned the recreation piece, which is so important to have those 475 acres in the south annexation that includes the Point of Rocks and includes No Name Creek. We have a park area plan that really would be a gateway to this whole natural open space with trails and lots of different ways people could access it. But expound a little bit more on your vision of what you see with the resort that would be in this area. And then let's also, you know, not forget about the north annexation as well.
Yeah, Mayor, you know, a couple points. We've talked about the 475 acres plus or minus and the ability for folks to get out and enjoy the Dells. I mean, one thing that I think is really important is regardless of their physical condition, that we want to open it up for access to people from young to old, you know. Even if you have the permission to go out there now from Mr. Gacy or the AED folks, it's tough hoeing to get in and out of the Dells. I mean, you know, we're not all rock climbers, right? So one of the things we want to do is have a master plan park that'll be very close to the eco resort that Mr. Gacy's planning, that'll have some amenities and the ability to get a taste of the Dells without being somebody that's capable of rock climbing and the like. And I think that when you tie the 474 to the acreage that, you know, you and I benefit from the foresight of councils before us, to what we have at the lake and in the Dells already, this park has, you know, national or potentially international panache. I think you're going to see people come here specifically for the purpose of staying at the eco resort and, you know, making the Dells kind of their basis of operations. You know, one thing about the north annexation that I think is so important, too, is you alluded to the airport. You know, the airport buffer land that's part of this deal is huge. You know, one of the things you get when you have airport expansions is, you know, residential complaints about noise. Well, part of the deal with Mr. Gacy and AED is buffer land that'll help minimize some of those impacts, especially as you come off the runway on the east. And also part of the deal is land in and around the airport that has economic development potential. I mean, both the north and the south annexations, I think, are really important to the future of Prescott, because if you don't annex this property, the growth and development out there will not look like Prescott and will happen anyway, because as you and I have talked about a bunch, this is a really attractive place to locate or relocate to. And frankly, I don't see that changing in the foreseeable future. So we need to have as much control about what that growth and development looks like, and the best way to do that is have it in the city limits of Prescott.
Yeah, that's so right. We want it to be developed well. We want it to look like Prescott, and in order to do that, the annexation is critical to allow us the ability to have that in our north area plan and to plan it out the way that we want it versus county development. People can see county development out there already and what that looks like. And this is a tremendous opportunity to get 475 acres in the south annexation, to get 270 acres in the north annexation, trading 753 acre feet of water. And he's given up his surface water right of about 375 acre feet. And so, you know, just for our listeners' sake, we intend to meet with him early next year and continue the work on the development agreement and hopefully get to a deal next year. I need to take a break here. We may talk a little bit more about AED when we come back, but so much more to talk about around the airport and some other great things. We're talking to Michael Lamar, City Manager of Prescott. We'll be right back after these messages.
We Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it, the people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
One in 60 children are born to this world with autism. The big question is, what happens to these children when they become adults? Hello, I'm Stacy Barker with Rusty's Morningstar Ranch. For 35 years, we have continued to provide men and women with a safe, nurturing, whole life environment. Please consider supporting Rusty's Morningstar Ranch and our amazing ranchers. Our need is great. Please donate today at rmr.org. Contributions can be made dollar for dollar through Arizona Tax Credit. Thank you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko is now in quarantine following exposure to COVID-19.
In a statement released by her office, Congresswoman Lesko says she's healthy and has no symptoms, but has been advised by the attending physician of the U.S. Congress to quarantine because of her contact with a person who later tested positive for the virus. Lesko says while she will not return to Washington this week for House votes, she remains committed to addressing the needs of residents in her district. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
More than 600 Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University students have graduated virtually.
Of this graduating class, almost 600 received undergraduate degrees and 22 have completed master's programs. There were also 50 students who received military commissions, 36 from the Air Force ROTC, 13 from the Army ROTC, and 1 from the Navy ROTC. Paige Swenson and Tristan Minkoff have received the Chancellor's Award, the highest graduate honor. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Continued sunny and dry, chilling overnight with increasing clouds to about 30 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs around a breezy 53 tomorrow, 49 Friday, 51 Saturday, 56 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 30, warming to a sunny 56 Thursday and Friday, 58 Saturday, up to 64 Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Ripographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Ripographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to Talk of the Town. I'm here with City Manager Michael Lamar, just kind of walking through 2020. So many great things that have happened. And Michael, we're got a short segment here, just a couple minutes, and seems like we should land this with a little talk about the airport. You know, we're so fortunate as we came into 2020 that a couple things were in play. The Hilton Garden Inn, which you already talked a little bit about, that's opened up now here this month, and what a beautiful project that is, and I encourage folks to get down there and check it out with a wonderful restaurant and bar and the train trestle and the Sam Hill Warehouse all incorporated into that with improvements to our city park there on the north side. So fortunate that that was in the pipeline. So fortunate for us that the airport terminal project was in the pipeline, so to speak, before COVID really hit full force. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the airport right now.
Yeah, Mayor, you know, we're just a couple months out from finishing the terminal project. It's been a project long time coming. I know you and I have heard from Councilman Blair since I got here that this is something that previous councils have been passionate about, but we've never really got all our ducks in a row. We are building a beautiful new terminal, and 95% of the funding is federal funding, 2.5% is state funding, and 2.5% is the city, plus or minus. I'm probably a little bit off, but bottom line is it's going to be a beautiful facility. It's going to be a functional facility. It's not overbuilt, but a facility the community can be proud of, and one that SkyWest, with its partnership with United, can be proud of as well. With the twice daily flights resuming to Denver soon, and we're still going to LA once a day. And you could really talk a lot, and I can too, about how important it's been for us to be able to tell potential companies relocating, specifically from the coast, that we have commercial air flights and that we're building a new terminal. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, I'm very proud of this and the work that you and the council have done on this. You know, we had turboprops for so long, and a lot of folks are a little averse to flying in those kinds of aircraft, and I understand that. We had very limited capacity, very limited service, and to move to these 50-seat jets that are going to LA and twice now to Denver with some increased flights here during the holidays has been so well received. I know that with COVID, of course, our numbers dropped a little bit, but I'm still very pleased even during the pandemic to see the kind of numbers that we're seeing on these flights. And I think with the terminal coming on board here in March and April of next year, and then with the extension of the runway, you know, we're only 7,600 feet right now, and because we're at a higher elevation and we get hot here in the summer, it's difficult to take off effectively with a full load with those jets in the summertime. And so to be able to see that runway extension happen here in the next 4 or 5 years, I always say three, but I know Dr. Sabat likes to hedge out at 5 years. But regardless, to have that plan in place and to see that runway extension happen, which is contingent on the annexation that we were talking about earlier with Arizona Eco Development, will be such a huge economic boost to us to have multiple destinations and flights out to more than just LA and Denver. It really will open the world up to us, and I'm thrilled with Dr. Robin Sabat and what she's done out there and just all the activity around the airport.
Yeah, I would just, you know, to dovetail what you're saying, Mayor, people should take a drive out there. You know, you can see the terminal coming out of the ground. Aviation is still present in our community. You know, COVID's taken a little bit of a hit on all of us, but they're here. And when you drive out there and you see the terminal and aviation and CP Technologies, which is a defense contractor that makes hardware and software for the military and their relocation, I think when you see these projects coming out of the ground, you realize this isn't a pipe dream anymore, that this is reality. It's brick and mortar. It's going to mean jobs and opportunities for the people that live and work here.
Michael, I want to thank you for your leadership in 2020 and look forward to what's in store for us in 2021. Thanks so much for being on the show.
It was great, Mayor. Happy New Year.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Matt Broussard after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's Santa's plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to Talk of the Town today. We're going to shift gears here and invite Matt Broussard in to the show. Matt's with Matt's Saloon, Enchanted Christmas, and the Boot Drop, among other things that he does here in town. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. We're trying to make lemons. Wait, we're making lemonade out of lemons. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, Matt, you and I have been in conversations here off and on over the last number of weeks or days, and Let's start with a boot drop. You know, this has been a great Prescott tradition to ring in a new year down there on Whiskey Row, and you guys have done such a great job over the past number of years. And this year is just it's a tough one because of COVID. Walk us through a little bit of your thinking, making that decision, and then kind of what alternative do you have for the public this year?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, obviously this was an extremely difficult decision. As you know, you've had to make many throughout, you know, the past year. And it's a tough thing, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, the bottom line was that at this point, we all know someone probably who mm-hmm. has been affected by COVID in some way. And, I think a lot of us questioned the seriousness of it, you know, throughout the pandemic. But I think it's touched a lot closer to home. And, you know, after being hopeful for so long that we could still put on this event, it just became really clear in the past week, you know, with the rising local cases and the hospital capacities, the governor's executive order from December 3rd that, you know, really put a lot of restrictions on events, you know, over 50 people. It became really clear. You know, we kind of looked at it like there was a chance that we could be part of the problem, or the guarantee that we could be part of the solution. And I think we decided to have the guarantee part of being the solution and not take a chance.
You know, I appreciate your caution and, you know, just being really careful about these kinds of events and such a hard decision. I know, you know, you've put your life work, your blood, sweat and tears into this event, and it's really grown over the years and very popular, not just in Prescott, but a lot of folks come from outside the city for this event. And yet I support you and think you've made the right decision this year. Are you going to have some alternative, virtual way to view the boot drop this year?
Yes. So we are working, currently on a virtual program, a pre-recorded program, because, you know, we won't be dropping the boot live this year at all. So we are working on a virtual program that would air, at 9:30 PM and then again at 11:30 PM, streaming. And we're still looking at other options to get that out to the public, possibly on channel 64 on cable.
Oh, that's great. So Channel 64 could be an option. Is there a website or a place folks could go, Matt, to get more information or to find out how to tune in?
The best place to go would be at our website, bootdrop.com, and that will, if nothing else, have the link for the virtual program of this.
Bootdrop.com if you're interested, and maybe you're going to celebrate with a small number of people at your house and want to tune in to the virtual boot drop, bootdrop.com, and you can check that out. Matt, on a brighter side,
yes,
you still have Enchanted Christmas going. Tell folks about Enchanted Christmas and let us know how that's been going.
Sure. Enchanted Christmas, we're located up at the Prescott Gateway Mall. It's our seventh season this year, so we're excited about that. And, you know, even before, you know, in November, we had to weigh the options of doing that or not. But, you know, that's a situation different than the boot drop, where we can safely mitigate and have capacities and, you know, socially distance people in there. So it is a safe event in our eyes. And we have 18 different themed rooms. We have over a half million lights. We've got model trains. It's really become a tradition for a lot of families. And, you know, we've been seeing some of the same people since year one. So we're open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. We are closed on Mondays, and all of our hours can be found on our website at enchantedchristmasaz.com.
Enchantedchristmasaz.com. You know, my family's taken this in most every year in the last 3 or 4 years, Matt, and we so enjoy it. We always take a photo there somewhere in the middle of Enchanted Christmas. And you're right. This is no different than maybe going to a store or something where you can space folks out along this path and wear masks and do all the things that we need to do to be safe. And so it's nice to still have some of our Christmas tradition, you know, here in the midst of the pandemic. So I really appreciate all the work that you and your staff have done to put this together and to do it in a very safe manner there up at the mall.
Thank you. And we appreciate the opportunity, and we appreciate people coming out. And, you know, we're just excited to have that option for people that still want to get out and do something and be in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, no, it's a great alternative, much like Valley of Lights, or I do believe the gingerbread houses are up at Prescott Resort. These are some of the things that folks could do this year. While there are limited options, there are still options for families to get out there and enjoy the holiday spirit, the Christmas, Arizona's Christmas City. Matt, we talked about the boot drop a little bit. We talked about Enchanted Christmas. Can we talk a little bit about Matt Saloon and just some of, you know, the things that you have faced this year, with having the bar open, there on Whiskey Row?
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead, Matt.
You know, we ended up being closed for about 4.5 months. And, I think as a business owner, I don't know that there's a lot that can prepare you for being closed for that long. So that was it, you know, it's been a rough year, but we made the best of it. We did some freshening up of the place, you know, painting and doing our floors and our ceilings and, you know, giving a fresh look. So we made the best of it, and we're just happy to be open. We're, you know, 50% capacity. Actually, we're 30% capacity because you can only have as many people in there as you have stools. So but we're making the best of it. We still don't have dancing. We'll hopefully get that back in, you know, sometime next spring, we hope. But we're just doing what we can to continue to provide some form of entertainment and relief for people.
You know, I appreciate your efforts and all the bar owners here in the city, and particularly those there on Whiskey Row, so important, so iconic for our city to have those bars survive through this pandemic. And I appreciate you and all the bar owners for what you've done to continue to get through this. I'm hopeful with a vaccine coming here early next year that will hopefully be a game changer for our city. And I'm very proud of the fact that we've started to really invest even more in Whiskey Row Alley. You know, we did the mural. We've done the entryway signs. Now there's lights down there. And I'm hopeful, Matt, that in 2021 we could actually allow businesses to open their back door at times and to do some business, you know, outside, because we know that's a lot safer. And so we'll see what 2021 holds in that regard to try to expand the opportunity to expand Whiskey Row to the alley and to get you some more outdoor space. Well, look, Matt, we're out of time here today, but let me just say thank you so much for what you've done to continue the tradition of Enchanted Christmas and just what you're doing with the virtual boot drop and just being very thoughtful and cautious and wanting to make sure that we slow the spread of COVID this year, even though I really wanted to give 2020 the boot.
I know. I think we all did. And we appreciate all your support on that decision and the support of all of us on, you know, down to all the businesses, you know, for everything that you and the city have done throughout this, you know, in the best way that you can. And, we just look forward to a brighter new year.
Thank you so much, Matt. Well, that's all for our show today and for the year 2020. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks to our guests. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.